Explosive claims now being made from the president of National Nurses United, who represents the nurses at this hospital, says when Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan was here at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, quote, the guidelines were constantly changing and, quote, there were no protocols. And that's just the beginning of their claims. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was just on that press call. He's back with us now. What is this organization claiming happened inside this hospital?
They are making some pretty startling claims, Anderson, as you mentioned, from anonymous nurses within the hospital that do not wish to be identified. But some of these things so important with regard to possible other infections. They say that Mr. Duncan was left for several hours, not in isolation, but in an area where other patients were present, up to seven patients, they say. And even after a nursing supervisor demanded that he be put into isolation, they say was met with opposition from hospital authorities. Also, the laboratory samples, the blood samples, typically with patients who have a concern about infectious disease, they are taken straight to the lab. Instead, they say this was transported through the hospital tube system, which is a tube system where all sorts of samples are spent. A lot of people have access to it, and they worry that the entire system there could be potentially contaminated. This one really was quite surprising to me. Apparently, nurses expressed concern about the fact that their necks were not covered taking care of a patient with Ebola. They were told to wrap medical tape around their necks as an alternative. I mean, it's really outrageous. Medical tape is incredibly
difficult to get off. Wait, have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of anybody ever suggesting that someone wrap anything around their neck, period, let alone medical tape as a type of precautionary measure against Ebola. It's really almost outlandish. They also make the point that people were going in and out of isolation areas without personal protective equipment. We have also reached out to the hospital, Anderson. We obviously want to hear how they respond to this, but if this is true, again, from anonymous nurses here making these claims to this nurses union, essentially, it's just staggering, and I think it adds a whole nother dimension to this lack of protocol, lack of leadership, and lack of, you know, being able to take care of this patient.